Warren, the Supreme Court is actively undermining our democracy. By Pam Key on July 28, 2024. Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, said Sunday on CNN's State of the Union that the Supreme Court was actively undermining our democracy. According to the Massachusetts Democrat, that required reforms. Warren said, "Yeah, well, I think we've got all the Democrats who are ready for meaningful ethics reform to bind the Supreme Court, and we're working on changes to the Supreme Court. It can be term limits, it could be adding the number of justices, things we can do without having to have a constitutional amendment. I think what President Biden is doing is think about this moment. Here is a man who's been a transformative president. He's gotten an enormous amount done, and yet he has stepped away and he has passed the torch to Kamala Harris. Why has he done that? He's done it as an act of patriotism for our nation. And he is saying, we not only have to have a president who is here for the nation and who will heal us and bring us together, we also have to change our Supreme Court." She added, "We also have to change our Supreme Court because right now we have a Supreme Court that has basically jumped the guardrails and is out there giving power to the president, saying that the president can commit any act that the president wants, saying that Congress cannot authorize agencies to act. So we've got a Supreme Court that is actively undermining our democracy. I think what Joe Biden will do over the next 6 months is he's going to keep drawing that to the attention of the American people and reminding them when they vote in November. The Supreme Court is on the ballot, and that is a good reason to vote for Kamala Harris. To vote for Democrats in both the Senate and the House." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanan.